Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. You can watch and wager on pro and college football at the Delaware Park Sportsbook. DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Today's question, who or what is the biggest reason why the Eagles scored only 11 points yesterday? Four choices, two people, and then two groups. A, Jalen Hurts. B, Nick Sirianni. C, the offensive line. D, the skill position players. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Certainly, if you want to weigh in on the phone lines, you can do that as well. We'll get to our own sort of version of answers with the blame balls coming up, the bad award. That's at 11:30. Phone calls all show. Let's get to it right now with Mo in South Jersey. Hey, Mo.
Hey, yeah, how you doing?
Hey,
first
Mo.
Thing I want to say is week two, Jalen Hurts looks he looks okay as a second year, still has growing pain as a basically still a rookie quarterback. But overall, I think it was a great game.
You said a great game by him or a great football game?
Oh, overall, a great football game.
Well, it wasn't – listen, I was proud of the fact that the Eagles – San Fran's physical. I agree with John. I think San Fran's quarterback stinks. I think if they had a real quarterback, I think they'd be more of a Super Bowl threat. I was proud that the Eagles went, you know, for the most part, toe-to-toe. I wish they had a little more resiliency when the momentum flipped. Frankly, I think it's ironic that it seemed like the dog mentality kind of went away. Dog mentality is about bouncing back in the midst of adversity. And I thought for a good stretch there, the Eagles lost momentum and couldn't get it back. So I want them to work on sort of little fortitude in that moment. But for the most part, I thought the Eagles played a game that I was proud that they went toe-to-toe with a pretty good team.
I believe that his throws that you're talking about, a lot of that came from the defensive front. And
some of it did. Some of it did. He had one where he put his whole body into
it.
I'd have to look it up.
And
which one.
Also, I mean, it was into the end zone, and it was also into double coverage. I mean, there some of the I had
it was
issue,
the one in Devontae Smith. Yeah.
I had issue more with the decision to uncork it than the throw itself.
Well,
they were like, man, but I think overall, I agree with what he's saying. We hung with a team that has a better roster than we do. And a lot of that had to do with the mentality of the guys. They got after it. They really held them down in the first half. Some of that is because Jimmy Garoppolo couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
For sure.
But we look like a team that's going to put a scare into a lot of people, maybe beat a team we shouldn't, but we're not world beaters.
Well, they're not
we
world beaters.
We're not going to be a team that's there at the end of the season.
See,
like that
I,
type of
I don't agree with. I mean, if you're saying end of the season, February and late January, you're likely right about that. But
we're better than we should be because we've got a coach that's keeping us in games on both sides of the ball, like coaches that are doing a good job scheming things up, and a quarterback who's going to always give us a chance, even though I don't like some of the decisions and some of the throws. I'll live with them because of the upside that he provides.
All right, let's talk to Mike in New Jersey. I believe Mike is joining us tonight at the Phillies game. What's happening, Mike? Mike! Well, tell you what, we might rescind his ticket if he's not ready to add. Let's go to Oscar right now. Oscar, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing well, Oscar.
Hey, a couple of things. One, everybody fails to realize that the 49ers are a good football team. Whether or not people have different opinions on Garoppolo, but overall, 49ers are a really good football team, way better than Atlanta.
Yeah, they are way better than Atlanta. That is
so,
no
so
doubt.
People were underestimating the – like me personally, I'm a diehard Eagles fan. I was born and raised in Philadelphia, and I bleed green until I die. And I didn't even think the Eagles were going to hold them to 17 points.
No, that's amazing.
So because of that, I was definitely impressed. I blame the defense held the Eagles to the 11 points, number one. My only issue, besides the whole entire game and, of course, the personal foul, the stupidity on Barnett and all that stuff,
yep,
was the last play where San Fran had to get the first down,
yep,
in order to seal the game. Why wasn't there a blitz?
Why wasn't there a blitz?
Why didn't they send everybody?
Well, I mean for one thing, you don't know that the team on third and one is definitely going to run it. If you're saying a run blitz type, I don't know. I mean, obviously, my bigger issue was that the ref didn't, you know, blow a delay game on San Fran because the clock had hit zero. John, that sequence. I mean, do you remember how the Eagles were defensively aligned on the third and one that sealed the game?
No, but we better change the way we're aligned because teams are sneaking out on us and having success doing that.
Yeah.
I don't know what you change up front because we do have a nose and in that 3-4, in that odd front where we go with our base 3-4, you've got a guy lined up over the center that should be able to stop that. I'll have to go back and look at that play in particular. I think we're getting in a goal line short yardage look where we're jamming it up inside, and I think it was defensed as best as we could. I mean, what do you do? You just got to dig in better and get lower. Our D line was gassed. You know, we wore down in the second half. Part of the problem, the way things unfolded, they had the ball 10 minutes more than we did for the game.
Let me ask you this, John, because I saw the wear down also, and it was certainly discussed. I remember the sideline reporter, what was her name, Shannon Spake. She mentioned at some point in the fourth quarter that she thought the Eagles' defense was tired, seeing them on the sideline. And, John, I thought of you when I heard that, watching the game last night on TV after getting home. And I'm curious if you think any of that, because you brought this point up last week, is any of that attributable to –
yes.
Not having played the players more in the preseason.
I think so. Think about the fact that in the preseason you're getting first series in the first game. In the old methodology, you're getting a quarter in the second game. You're getting a half in the third game. And while that doesn't prepare you to be, you know, fully in football shape for the regular season, it's a lot more than what these guys got. Right now, they're you know, two games in where they would be coming out of the preseason. They've gotten real football for the approximately the same amount as they would have had they played. And so, no, they're not in the shape they need to be. In October is when they'll be truly in football shape, which is a shame because it would have helped us yesterday. Maybe anchor in a little bit better. I'm looking at that final play, the third and one with 2:32 left. We have Hargrave over the nose, and we should be able to hang in there. We should be able to stymie it. We don't. They get the push. Their offensive linemen all end up with first downs themselves. So you know you're not going to stop the sneak if that's the case.
All right, let's go to Mike in Jersey. I believe he's joining us at the Phillies game tonight. Hello, Mike.
I am, and I am super pumped. Can't wait.
Good, Mike. We're looking forward to hanging with you, man. We really are.
It's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Man, you know, I can't be too mad at that game. I feel like they left four touchdowns on the field.
I don't know if it was four, but it was a lot.
It was definitely four. Rager should have known to keep his feet in. And two bombs to Devontae. If they were thrown a second sooner, it would have been in stride, and he's going for the touchdown. And the one to Watkins, and if he'd just cut it to the middle of the field, the guy was already committed going to the right, reaching with his left hand. If he'd have just caught it and cut to the left of it, to the middle of the field, he'd have been gone.
But that's where the safety's coming from, and that safety was fast.
Yeah,
it was a tart.
Yeah, there was a safety that reached for him with his left. That's what I'm saying. If he had caught it and cut to the left, the safety's momentum would have kept him going to the sideline, and he walked into the end zone.
I'm telling you, Jaquiski Tartt, is that his name? I think that's how you say his name. He was flying on that play.
That's what I'm talking about.
So I think the safety did a great job. You got to give him credit there.
No, you definitely do. The plays I have a problem with is, well, A, Barnett. I mean, come on, dude.
Yep,
how many of these you got to take?
Yep.
B, the one turnover we did force that got negated by a helmet-to-helmet, that was such a bogus penalty because the defender was going low to wrap up the legs. The guy got tripped before he got there, and he came down with his helmet on top of the defender's
helmet. Mike, I hate that call. I don't know what to say. They have these rules. I don't know what in the world the defender is supposed to do. I really don't.
He did everything right, and he got bumped.
Much as the defender's getting hit by the guy's helmet, the guy's helmet, I mean, as much as the defender's hitting with his helmet, the running back is hitting the defender with his helmet. I mean, to me, that's called football. I
looked at the delay of game like five times. I pulled out my stopwatch. It was at a zero for a second and a half before they snapped the ball. But you live and you learn. It'll get better.
Hey, Mike, I think that a lot of people are making this mistake where they think Devontae Smith is a speed burner. You know, like if you said if Jalen would have let the ball go just a split second earlier, he would have been off to the races. He's not Quez Watkins. Like, he is not. Did he run a 40? I don't think he ran the 40 coming out. I think he knew that he was going to get drafted high. I think I'm guessing that his, you know, advisors said you don't need to run it. It can only hurt you. That sort of thing. The reason for that is I would guess he's like a high 4.4 in the 40, just based on like the top end speed that I've seen just like going back and watching tape. He's quicker than he is fast.
And he's precise.
Very precise.
His route running's precise.
Beautiful routes.
Yeah.
But he's not a guy that's going to run away from people.
Well, that speed issue, not being as quick as, not as fast as some people think.
I'm not saying he's slow.
No, I know you're not. I know you're not.
I'm just saying he's not. People seem to think he's superhuman, like, you know, winning the 100 meters.
I know. Yeah, no, and that may explain why he was the third wide receiver taken. And frankly, the fourth receiver taken when you also factor in the tight end that went to the Falcons. Because remember, the Falcons took the tight end at four. There was the guy that went to
Chase Waddle, then Smith.
Yeah. I mean, he was the fourth receiver taken.
I'm going back and looking at some of the stuff about 40 times and things like that.
Yep.
It was reported that he ran a high 4.4 handheld at his pro day spring of his sophomore year. Now, yeah, he probably got a little bit faster.
Yep.
But that's handheld. So combine, add a tenth to 0.15 to that. I wouldn't have run it at the combine either. If you're going to end up with a 4.5 or 4.6 at, you know, electronic, that looks bad. He is functionally football fast. He is functionally football quick beyond belief.
Yeah.
But he's not going to run away from you.
All right, let's do what we're going to be doing every single Monday at this time. After the Eagles lose, we greatly prefer when it's game balls and it's the Bad of the Bone Award. It's the Bad Award, which we are now also naming the Blame Balls.
It was a weird, like, kind of lead in.
How long do I have to?
You, like, kind of, like, kept talking. You
know, to the
be
bad
like,
award.
It's time for the Bad Award music.
Yeah,
like, there's a clear lead in. You're like, the Bad Award, which of Blame Balls and this. Like, pick one,
well,
man.
No, but it's both right now. We're
I was definitely on you, buddy.
Richie, do you agree with that?
Oh, no question.
I don't want to get bogged down, but I think James. I think
you get the Bad Award
play
for today.
Play the freaking music again. Let's go. All right, John Ritchie.
Yeah.
You get the first crack at it today. Blame ball, where are you going?
Dallas Goedert, 38 snaps. Zach Ertz, 37 snaps.
Sirianni?
No. I'm gonna blame Zach Ertz for putting this team in a position where he is on the field when he shouldn't be.
You gotta give Sirianni a piece of that though.
I don't think it's Sirianni's say. I think it's coming from above Sirianni. Yeah. Zach Ertz is 12 point whatever million dollars of, you know, second biggest cap hit on the team this year. He is not helping the team when he's out there. He caught one pass for 6 yards. Yes, he's good at catching the ball. He's not as good as he once was at getting open to catch the ball. And when you're asking him to block, which they did yesterday, it's a waste of a play. I cannot believe they're going with 11 personnel, you know, one tight end and one back out there, with Ertz instead of Goddard. Because then you're asking him to cut off the backside, and he's not doing it.
Well, especially when it's especially when it's a running play.
Right. Yeah. You're asking him – they're asking him to lead block at times, and he cannot do that. It is wasting the play. You are guaranteed a missed assignment on run plays if you're going to try to do that. And like I said, I don't think it's Sirianni. I think this is a directive, and it's unfair to Dallas Goedert. It's unfair to the rest of the team. When you're trying to run the ball and you have 10, well, whatever, 9 guys instead of 10 blocking.
Yeah.
Or, no, sorry, it would be less than right. 8 guys instead of 9, whatever the numbers are. He is hurting the team on a lot of plays. And it's effort, it's want to when he's not running routes. Dallas Goedert gives you so much more. This one snap difference between the two, that should never happen again. Dallas Goedert should have 3/4 of the snaps at tight end if you have to justify the $12.5 million cap hit. Just put him out there for passes and give me a lot more Dallas Goedert.
James, blame ball, where are you going?
Yeah, I know Richie doesn't seem to be as disappointed with him as I am. Nick Sirianni gets my blame ball without question. I thought he had a rough day yesterday, and I expect him to. Look, he's never been head coach at any level in his life before. He's going to have these days, but I thought Nick was awful yesterday. The red zone calling, I know Richie thought it was creative. It didn't work, and I know that's on execution too, but the team just blew it in multiple ways yesterday. They should have won the game, and I think it falls on that coach.
I wrote down 3 names. I'm going to say one that hasn't been said nearly enough today. It's Derek Barnett. It's accumulation of all the stuff from the past, but it's also the fact that it cost them time yesterday and some field position with his ridiculous personal foul. Just stupid personal foul. And, you know, had that moment not happened and the other team, San Fran, had a 3rd and long, Eagles get the ball back sooner, and they're going to get it back with probably better field position. And, you know, that extra minute or two could have made the difference in getting the ball back from San Fran. Even if San Fran did get one first down, you know, approaching the 2-minute warning, it could have been another chance to still get the ball back if you stop them on the second, you know, 1st and 10. So I got to go Barnett because it's stupid. It's gone on too long, and it really impacted yesterday's game. I agree with James on Sirianni. To me, his biggest gaffe yesterday was not kicking the field goal. I thought it was a mistake. I said it at the time. And then I
liked it.
Aggressive.
And I don't think that play is as bad as I initially thought. When I thought that was the first play Greg Ward got on the field, I thought, how on earth could you not expect the 49ers to diagnose that? It wasn't the first play. Greg Ward had been used, you know, a good amount. Yeah, granted, it was away from the ball, and he was running go routes to run defenders off.
Yep.
They weren't really noticing him. But Greg Ward was utilized earlier. It doesn't look as bad in that light.
Yep.
I appreciate that every one of those plays, all 4 of them, were completely brand spanking new. And they were creative, new ideas, tackle over. You bring in an extra lineman.
Yeah.
You got Jordan Mailata lined up on the right side. You know, you're doing neat stuff.
Should have kicked the field goal.
You should have had guys playing better football.
All right,
you can only do as much as the players allow. If they're not going to execute, then you know you're kind of left in the lurch as a play caller.
All right, and the other name I wrote down, I'm not backing off it, is Jalen Hurts in the deep ball. I think his deep ball is lacking, and he just doesn't seem to me to have the arm strength. Listen, Randall had great arm strength. Vic had great arm strength. You look at guys around the league, Josh Allen has incredible arm strength. To me, it's pretty obvious.
Well, he doesn't have great arms.
He doesn't. And it's not his fault. It's just what it is. But it hurt them yesterday. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. Coming up at noon, you'll hear Nick Sirianni, his interview today with Angelo, breaking down all sorts of aspects of the game. Also up ahead, we will discuss the impact, and it is going to be very impactful. The Eagles playing the entire season the rest of the way without Brandon Graham. And Brandon Brooks, we would think for a good while, if not the whole season as well. We're still waiting his status being updated. We'll find out. But we'll get into the loss of those two and what it means. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
Nothing like the home teams. Nothing like the Birds, pro football and college football. I go with the home team for sports betting and the Parks Casino Sportsbook app, based right here in Pennsylvania. The Parks Sportsbook app is the home team and the only sportsbook app I recommend. Gridiron Action is back and better than ever, and the Parks Casino Sportsbook app gives you the home field advantage. So many different ways to bet. Live in-game betting lets you bet on the game action as it happens. Bet on player performances and halftime scores, rushing yards, bet on who scores first, and so much more. And with Parks, you always enjoy easy deposits, great odds, and outstanding customer service. New customers only, sign up right now. Get a free $50 sportsbook bet for a limited time. No deposit required. Download the app in the App Store or go to parkscasino.com/PA. And then check out our baseball team. -210 on the money line. Run and a half home favorites with a pitcher I really trust on the mound against Baltimore. Maybe the worst team in baseball. The over-under 8 runs. The website has all the details for you. This is a limited time offer for new customers only. A free $50 sports bet. No deposit required. Do it now. Get home field advantage with Parks Casino Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.